بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, if I can ask you, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate so that they don't go off during the khutbah. Barakallahu feekum. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was the servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah whose blessings with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah whose blessings to be Muslim. And Alhamdulillah who's told us the reality of this dunya and the reality of the hereafter. And the reality is this, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter how rich you are in this dunya. It doesn't matter how rich you are in this dunya. What's going to matter is how rich you are in the akhirah. How rich you are in the hereafter. So the topic for today's khutbah, inshallah, is going to be about how to become rich. How to get rich quick. How to get rich easily. Because all of us, you know, we love the get rich quick things. This is the reality. This is why people flock to the lottery. Everybody wants to get rich quick. Easy. So inshallah, I'm going to share with all of you and with myself some of the ways that we can get rich quick. And this richness that we acquire in this dunya is going to benefit us in the akhirah. There's somebody that's running for office today, and this person, he loves to say to the people, I'm rich. I'm rich. I don't need anybody. I don't need anything. I'm rich. But the reality is this person, he's nothing. The richness that he has is nothing compared to Qarun from the Quran. The person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about, that he gave him riches beyond imagination. And this person, at the end of the day, he had nothing. Why? Because he didn't have al-Islam. Because he didn't have la ilaha illallah. And because he didn't have what we're going to talk about today, inshallah. So brothers and sisters, the topic for today's khutbah, as I said, is about setting aside our treasure. Getting our treasure and safeguarding it, so that it's there for us in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وألانية يرجون تجارة لا تبورة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the believers, verily those who recite the book of Allah, they recite the Quran, and they perform the salat, and they spend out of that which we have given them, secretly and in the open, they're hoping for a trade that will never perish. They're hoping for some benefit, some profit that they will get, that will always be there for them. A trade that will never fail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيُوَفِيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَدْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He may pay them their wages in full. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay them their wages in full and give them even more out of His grace. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the all-forgiving. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-shakur. The one who is most grateful. The one who shows the greatest appreciation for the smallest efforts on our parts. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, you're going to see, as I go through some of these things that we can do, you're going to see that what Allah gives us in return for our small efforts, it's amazing. It's amazing. Brothers and sisters, today we're going to talk about the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the key to getting our treasures in Jannah. The remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the key to getting our treasures in Jannah. And all of us know about how to make the dhikr of Allah, and it's one of the easiest things that we can do. The reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Allah says, oh you who believe, remember Allah with much remembrance. Allah is encouraging us to remember Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاذْكُرُوا كَثِيرًا لَأَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And remember Allah much that you will be successful. Remember Allah much so that you will be successful. So inshallah, that's going to be the point of this khutbah today. Brothers and sisters, we should realize that the person that remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared to the person that does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the difference between night and day. It's like the difference between black and white. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, the comparison between the person that remembers Allah and the person that does not remember Allah is like a comparison between somebody that's living and somebody that's dead. Somebody that's living and somebody that's dead. That's the comparison between the person that remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the person that doesn't. May Allah make us from the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wallahi, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one that blesses us with that Islam. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, from the main reasons that we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that if you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you. If we take the time to remember our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will in return remember us. And who are we compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahi, we're nothing. We're so small. How many of us are there? Subhanallah. Billions and billions since the time of our father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. We're nothing. But if you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will remember you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَنَّ إِنْدَ ذَنِّي أَرْدِيبِي وَأَنَّ مَأَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرْتُ إِذَا ذَكَرَانِي. Excuse me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am as my slave thinks I am. Allah is saying, I am as my slave thinks I am. And I am with him when he remembers me. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah says he is with us when we remember him. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ دَقَرَانِي فِي نَفْسِهِ دَقَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. And if this person, he remembers me within himself, then Allah is saying, I will remember him within myself. Subhanallah. If you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you within himself. What could be better than that, brothers and sisters? What could be a better incentive for us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have our Creator think about us and remember us? We should stop and we should reflect for a second. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He remembers us all the time, even when we don't take the time to make the dhikr of Allah. Think about it. Where would we be if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgot about us or left us to ourselves? Where would we be? What would be our state? Wallahi, all of us, we depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the very least that we can do is remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify Him and thank Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued and He said, وَإِن دَقَرَانِي فِي مَلَئٍ دَقَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ حَيْرٍ مِّنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this person, he remembers me in a group. If he remembers me when he's in a group, then I will remember him in a group that's better than that one. Subhanallah. If we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a group of the human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he will remember us in a group that's better than that group. And what's better than that group? The group of the angels. The angels. Subhanallah. Can you reflect on that for a second? If you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you're in a group of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will in return remember you in a group that's better than us. And wouldn't that be something? Brothers and sisters, we have to work for this. And really, it's not even work. How hard is it to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah? How hard is it to say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wallahu akbar? How hard is that? It's not hard at all. But if we don't do it for ourselves, who's going to do it for us? If we don't try to get this treasure today while we're still here, who's going to do it for us? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Man amila salihan fa li nafsi, wa man asa'a fa alayha, thumma ila rabbikum turja'un. Whosoever does good is for his own self. And this is why we have to do it. And whosoever does evil, it's only against his own self. And then in the end, all of us, we're going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage us, take advantage of these adhkar that I'm going to mention. Take advantage of them. It's the easy way to get good deeds. It's the easy way to secure your piece of jannah. Hey brother, you can come in here if you want. There's room right here, brother, inshallah. Brothers, let's move forward, inshallah, please. Brothers and sisters, how many of us would like to have a piece of jannah? How many of us would like to have a little piece of the treasure of Jannah? All of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Akfir min kawli la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah fa innaha qanzun min kunuzi al-jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, frequently say this, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power or might except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Frequently say this, because he said, verily this is one of the treasures of Jannah. One of the treasures of the treasures of Jannah. How easy is that, brothers and sisters? And by the way, if people need a reminder or what have you, inshallah, we're going to post these adhkar on the internet, on our website. Or if you need me to email it to you, I'll be more than happy to email it to you. Because many of us, maybe we know this, maybe we don't, maybe we've forgotten. So inshallah, if you want to take advantage of this, just let me know, inshallah. Or you can look it up on the internet, inshallah, in a few days. But take advantage of this, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, how many of us, we would like our sins to be forgiven? How many of us, we commit the sins day in and day out? All of us. How many of us, we've committed so many sins, we don't even know what we did anymore? This is the reality. How many of us, if we tried to think back just to yesterday, and we tried to go back and think every sin that we did, we wouldn't be able to do it. How about if there was a way to have forgiveness for those sins? How about if there was something that you could do that would wipe away all those sins for you? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Man kala subhanallahi wa bihamdi fi yawmin mi'atan marratin huttat hatayahu wa in kanat mithla zabadil bahr. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whosoever says, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Everybody can say that. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. And he says it just 100 times a day. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. All of his sins will be wiped away. All of his sins will be forgiven, wiped away, even if they were as much as the foam of the sea. Even if they were as much as the foam of the sea. If you ever go to the beach, you see all the foam that's along the coast. Even if you had that many sins, all you have to say is, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. 100 times a day, and your sins will be forgiven. How easy is that? Subhanallah. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur. He's the one who's the most appreciative for the smallest of our efforts. Alhamdulillah, that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, make that adhkar. Make that dhikr. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. 100 times a day. And your sins will be wiped away. But what about if there was something even easier than that? What if there was a dhikr that you could say that was even easier than that? Even less effort than that, subhanAllah. Look at what you get for 100 times a day. What about if there was something even easier? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا أَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَحَدٌ يَقُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا كُفِّرَتْ عَنْهُ هَتَيَاهُ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مِثْلَ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, there is nobody on the earth that he says, La ilaha illallah, there is no God except for Allah. Wallahu akbar, and Allah is the greatest. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. And there is no power or might except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one on earth that says that, those three things, except that his sins will be forgiven for him, even if they were as much as the foam of the ocean. Subhanallah. One statement. But you have to have the ikhlas. You have to have the sincerity. You have to have the intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins, even if they were as much as the foam of the sea. Subhanallah. How easy is that, brothers and sisters? Let's learn these adhkar. Let's make it a habit to frequently do it throughout the day. And don't just say it one time in your lifetime and think, okay, I'm good. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're willing to put forth some effort. for the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered us. Brothers and sisters, that was one way for us to lighten our scale, take the bad deeds off. But now, inshallah, let's talk about what we can do to make the other side of the scale heavy, the scale of good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says something that's very beautiful, and you don't even have to understand the Arabic to see how beautiful it sounds, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Kalimatani hafifatani ala lisani taqilatani fil mizani habibatani ila rahmani. Subhanallah. The beauty of the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said there are two statements that are light on the tongue and very heavy on the scales. And light on the tongue, it means it's very easy for us to say, and they're very heavy on the scales. And they're beloved to our Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves these two phrases. Subhanallahi wa bihamdi, subhanallahi ladim. That's it. Subhanallahi wa bihamdi, subhanallahi ladim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they're very heavy on the scales. Brothers and sisters, how easy is that? Subhanallah. This is a get rich quick. Wallahi is get rich quick. It doesn't take no time to say this. You can say this wherever you are, in the house, in the car, at your job, when you're walking outside, when you're walking inside. Whenever you think about it, make the qadr. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take advantage of these blessings that Allah has made easy for us. This man on TV and all the rich people, because they all think the same. They think that they're rich because they have so much wealth and so much this and so much that. Wallahi, none of that is going to matter. None of that wealth is going to benefit them or us on Yawmul Qiyamah. Because on Yawmul Qiyamah, the currency, the thing that's the most valuable is the hasanat, the good deeds. This is the most valuable thing that we can have with us on Yawmul Qiyamah. So brothers and sisters, let's put our scales down. Let's make our scales heavy with the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to frequently encourage the Muslims, the believers, to free the slaves. Free the slaves. But today we live in a time where really most people don't have the opportunity to do that. Slavery exists in other parts of the world for sure. But here in Wilmington, we don't have the opportunity to do that. But what about if there was an opportunity for us to free slaves? How about if we could free four slaves? Very easily. And by the way, what's the benefit of freeing the slaves? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever frees a slave, for every body part of that slave that you free, your same body part will be freed from the hellfire. So imagine if we could free a slave. All of us would want to do that, right? All of us would want to free ourselves from the hellfire by freeing a slave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there's a way for us to free four slaves. And not just regular slaves, but slaves who will be from the children or the descendants of Prophet Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Four slaves from his lineage. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Who was from his lineage? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was from the descendants of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine if we could free four slaves that were from the lineage of Prophet Ismail. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana la ilaha illallah wahdahu. Excuse me. La ilaha illallah wahdahu. La sharika la. Lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd wa huwa la kulli shay'in qadir. Whosoever says this adhkar, there is no God except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having no partner, and the sovereignty and the praise is all for Him, and He is over all things able. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashra mararin kana kaman attaqa arba'ata anfusi min waladi al-Ismail. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever makes that adhkar 10 times, he will have the reward as if he had freed four of the descendants, or four of the children, four of the people of the lineage of Prophet Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, you can say it 10 times and look at the reward that you get. Wallahi, you have to have ikhlas though. You have to have sincerity. Because it sounds like it's an unbelievable bargain. It really it does. Subhanallah. All you're doing is you're moving your tongue with the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah gives you this great reward. You have to believe it. You have to be sincere when you do it. That you're seeking only the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said He is as His slave thinks He is. So if you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deliver this great reward, then Allah will. So be sincere when you make the adhkar. And brothers and sisters, what if I said that there was a way for us to free 10 slaves? 10 slaves. instead of just four. And it takes just a little bit more effort. A little bit more effort. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قال من قال من قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Whoever makes that card that I already mentioned, and brothers, like I said, if you need help learning it, inshallah, I'll be more than happy to help you. Rasulullah said, whosoever says that, في يوم مئة مرة, 100 times a day. The first one was 10 times. This time Rasulullah is saying, if he says it 100 times a day, كَانَتْ لَهُ أَدْلَى أَشْرِي رِقَابِ, the reward will be as if he freed 10 slaves. The reward will be as if he freed 10 slaves. وَكُتِبَتْ لَهُ مِئَةُ حَسَنَةً, and they will record it for him 100 good deeds. Not only will he get the reward of freeing 10 slaves, but also he will be recorded as having 100 good deeds. وَمُحِيَتْ أَنْهُ مِئَةُ سَيِّئَةً, and he will have erased from him or wiped away from his scrolls 100 sins. وَكَانَتْ لَهُ حِرْزًا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ يَوْمَهُ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى يُمْسِي, and this will be a safeguard. Him making this adhkar 100 times, it will be a safeguard from him, from the shaitan, until the end of the day. So subhanAllah, look at all the benefits that we get from making that adhkar 100 times. You get the reward for freeing 10 slaves. 100 good deeds gets written on your credit. 100 sins get wiped away, and you have protection from the shaitan for the rest of the day. SubhanAllah. And many of these are the same adhkar that we already know. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to take advantage of these treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put within our grasp. Wallahi, it doesn't take much effort to do it. Allah has not asked you to change the world. All we have to do is remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say these beautiful adhkar. May Allah make it easy for us. Akuli kawla ustafa alayhi wa lakum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, he says, and remember your Lord within yourself. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within yourself, and have khushu when you do it. Humble yourself when you do it. And you don't have to be loud in your words. But Allah says, remember him in the morning and in the evenings. And don't be of those who are ghafilin, those who are neglectful. Because the person that does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's neglectful. He's in a state of ghafla, carelessness, mindlessness. He's not even thinking. May Allah save us from being like this. Brothers and sisters, we need to strive to be the people that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing. Because at any given moment, we're in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At any given moment, we're enjoying the blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that indeed we're grateful to him. Upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was with his companions, and he said to them, which one of you can get 1,000 good deeds in a day? Or which one of you can do 1,000 good deeds in a day? And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, Ya Rasulullah, how do we do that? Because that's a lot. SubhanAllah, how many of us did 5 good deeds today that we can think of? How many of us did 10? What about 1,000? So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, Ya Rasulullah, how do we do that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يُسَبِّهُ أَحَدُّكُمْ مِئَةً تَسْبِيحَةٍ تُقْدَبُ لَهُ أَلْفُ حَسَدًا وَتُحَتُ أَنْهُ أَلْفَ سَيِّئًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever makes the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, 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 whoever does that 100 times a day, 1,000 good deeds will be written for him, and 1,000 evil deeds will be wiped away. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. All of us can say subhanallah 100 times a day. And look at the reward that you get. And inshallah, brothers and sisters, I just want to leave us with one more adhkar. How many of us we would like to get billions and billions of good deeds to our credit? Billions and billions, and Allahu alam, even more perhaps. Even more perhaps. How many of us would like that? All of us. Upon occasion, Juwayriya radiallahu anha, she was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was leaving my apartment as I was praying Salatul Fajr. And I was sitting there at the place where I made my salat. So she says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one morning he's leaving the house and she's in the state. Later on in the morning, much later in the morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes back home and he sees that Juwayriya radiallahu anha, she's still in the same place where she was when he left. So he said to Juwayriya radiallahu anha, he said, have you been here the whole time since I left and came back? Juwayriya, she says, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I said three things. I said four statements three times. Four statements three times. And he said, if they were to be put on the scale, compared to what you did this whole morning long, they would be heavier on the scale. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi addada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinnati arshihi wa midada kalimatihi. He said these four statements three times. And he said, if you were to place that on the scale, it would be heavier than this whole morning of worship that you just spent. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. All glory and praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Addada khalqihi. As much as his creation. As many times as his creation. What is the number of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But we know it's a lot. So you're saying subhanallah wa bihamdihi as much as the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Warida nafsihi. As much as it's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wazinata arshihi. As heavy as the weight of the arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wamidada kalimatihi. As much as the ink of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanAllah, it's like you're saying this afkar and you're multiplying it by all of these things. Wallahi, this is in the billions and Allah knows best how much that is. But that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said. It would be heavier on the scale than a whole morning full of worship. So brothers and sisters, let's learn these afkar. Let's take advantage of the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And wallahi, this is from the treasures of Jannah. This is from the treasures that all of us should want. This is the only treasure that's going to matter. Wiping away our sins and loading down our scales with good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to benefit from this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our tongues flow constantly with the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipe away our sins and weigh down our scales.